This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a new documentary where boy meets boy and then girl meets boys. And can the three live happily ever after? First this. Across the bay from San Francisco, in Oakland, in some of the city's poor neighborhoods, there's a battle underway between liquor store owners, most of whom are Arab Americans, and local residents and city officials who complain the liquor stores are contributing to squalor. From member station KALW in San Francisco, Kristen Viederholt reports.
Jack's Liquor is a typical inner-city corner store in East Oakland. It hums with the sound of refrigerators and freezers that line two walls inside. They're full of soft drinks, juice, water, and alcohol. Mohammed Saleh Mohammed is filling in behind the counter today for his brother. He believes Oakland liquor stores are under siege these days and the scapegoat for all inner-city problems.
If you have a killing down the street, a block away, they will blame the liquor store. If you have a car accident, you know, where a man is drunk, you would say that's the liquor store. I mean, everything relates to the liquor store.
In the first 20 minutes after opening today, most of the customers are African American, and roughly half of them buy alcohol. Mohammed, who's president of the Yemeni American Grocers Association, says merchants are running legitimate businesses and only selling what people want to buy.
If you want bananas every day and say, I want bananas, I will bring bananas. But if you come in and ask for a half pint of liquor or a can of malt liquor, I have to provide you that service. I'm obligated because you're not going to come back if I don't have that product. So you dictate what I sell. The community dictate what I sell.
At least some in the community agree. African-American resident Calvin Neal likes the convenience of corner stores.
But I don't see the stores as being a problem. I mean, you know, hey, it a lot of times they save us a trip to the grocery store or something. You know what I mean?
Yet many locals of all ethnicities do see them as a problem. There are 350 liquor stores in Oakland, with the highest concentration in low-income neighborhoods where there are few, if any, grocery stores. Residents claim problem stores cause litter, loitering, prostitution, drug dealing, and crime. Some have taken to violence to deal with the issue. Three liquor stores have been vandalized in the last few months, and four African-American men have been charged with felony vandalism and hate crimes. Not far away, in a grittier section of East Oakland, the streets are lined with trash.
Just look around you. This is, and this is a clean day.
Leon Palos and his wife have joined with neighbors and are actively trying to get a corner liquor store on their block to clean up.
On this street, on this wide side of East 15th Street, you will see any time of day, you'll see a cluster of people just sitting around on old milk crates drinking out of brown paper bags.
They say besides all the trash, the type of people the liquor store attracts makes the neighborhood feel unsafe. Ignacio de la Fuente, president of the Oakland City Council, says cracking down on problem liquor stores is a priority.
The fact is that Oakland has an unfair number of liquor stores. And I think there's no question about it that affects people of color disproportionately, all of us. And I think that that's why we are working so hard to change that.
Controlling liquor stores is tricky because liquor licenses are issued by the state, not the city. In the past 2 years, Oakland has begun enforcing an innovative ordinance to put pressure on liquor stores. The ordinance sets a series of operating standards, including having appropriate outside lighting and eliminating trash in the doorway and adjacent sidewalks. Stores that don't comply face hefty fines that can put them out of business. So far, the city has forced 5 stores to close or stop selling liquor. Dozens of others have changed their business practices. In the meantime, De La Fuente says the vandalism of Arab liquor stores is not helping the city's campaign. It sends the wrong message about racial tension in the city.
Oakland cannot afford this issue of black or brown or Middle Eastern or anything like that. You are a good neighbor, you're a good neighbor. You're a bad neighbor, you're a bad neighbor, no matter what color you are.
Oakland's official effort to close down or change the practices of liquor stores has been so effective, it has caught the attention of other cities in California. In November, a San Francisco supervisor sponsored legislation similar to Oakland's that would give San Francisco more direct control over the liquor store business. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Viederholt.
Thank you.
Thank you.